and a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Wednesday, November 4th, 2020. Today in the news, strategists at Credit Suisse remain long-term gold bulls and a potential bullish wedge continuation pattern looks to be forming. To add weight to this view, reports FX Street. Indeed, price action is beginning to increasingly look bullish. If gold moves above $1,933, then it should move back to the high of $2,075 an ounce. Big picture, they continue to look for $2,300 gold. Well, Joe Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris, posted an animated video she narrated Sunday on social media, which some people feel reveal her Marxist streak, reports the New York Post. Equality, she suggests, is problematic. It's about giving people the resources and support they need, she says, so everyone can be on an equal footing. But critics say the Harris cartoon view of the world doesn't allow for people ending up in different places because some people work harder and have more natural ability or make different choices. Well, this has been one of the single greatest and fastest comebacks from a recession in our history, says Stephen Moore at The Hill. National economic output soared to the highest rate in more than seven decades. The 33% increase in gross domestic product was twice the last record set back in 1950. One reason the recovery is so strong is the health of the economy before the pandemic started in 2020. And lastly, whoever wins the White House, the Federal Reserve will face another tough year, reports Market Watch. The stimulus has mostly run its course, and the pace of recovery is slowing. The Fed is not only out of bullets, but like Dr. Jekyll, it's created its own Mr. Hyde. We face stagflation, a paradox of high unemployment and inflation. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Do it today.